From the Life of the Prophet Joseph Smith, the publication of the Book of Mormon. In 1829, Joseph Smith, with the help of his scribe Oliver Cowdery, finished translating the Book of Mormon.
Oliver, the Lord is pleased with us.
Now we just need to publish this great book.
Joseph and Oliver went to Palmyra, New York, and spoke to Egbert B. Grandin, a printer.
It'll cost $3,000. Since you want so many copies and this is such a big book, it may take me over a year.
Several months later, Mr. Grandin became worried that Joseph would not pay. He stopped the printing of the Book of Mormon until he could be sure. Then Martin Harris gave Joseph some money.
I mortgaged my farm to pay for printing the Book of Mormon. That should put Mr. Grandin at ease.
That's wonderful, Martin.
Mr. Grandin had a new press that made the printing process much faster than earlier presses.
Mr. Grandin, we're almost finished, and it has only been 7 months.
I don't completely understand how.
Once the Book of Mormon was published, the Lord commanded Joseph to organize the church on April 6, 1830. About 60 people met in the home of Peter Whitmer, Sr.
Welcome, brothers and sisters.
The members sustained Joseph as the prophet and took the sacrament. Though the church started out with just a few members, Joseph later told some brethren in Kirtland about its destiny.
It is only a little handful of priesthood you see here tonight, but this church will fill North and South America. It will fill the world.
Note, adapted from teachings of presidents of the church, Joseph Smith, Melchizedek Priesthood and Relief Society Course of Study, 2007, pages 8 through 9 and pages 135 through 137, and History of the Church, Volume 1, pages 71 through 80. End of the article from the life of the prophet Joseph Smith, the publication of the Book of Mormon.